Hello, everybody. With Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. 844-322-2742. Same number, U.S., Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Richard Pfeiffer.
Thank you very much, Bob. Well, this month we are studying the topic of reconciliation, and this week we have taken a look at the passage in Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. And today, in some very important ways, is the most important topic of the whole week. On Monday, we talked about Jesus and his superiority, how utterly over the top he is compared to us, and that God initiated through him. And then on Tuesday, we were talking about how God initiated this reconciliation. God is the one who repaired a broken relationship. We didn't. He did. Yesterday, when Andrew was with us, we talked about how we ourselves were alienated from God. I mean, we, before Jesus came into our lives, before we accepted him as a Savior, our evil was not just evil behavior, bad things. Our evil was the kind of thing that sucked other people in and made them worse for the wear. And again, God overcame that in Christ on our behalf. So why is today so important? Well, because Paul ends his argument this way. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. And I can't tell you how many sermons I heard growing up. I've heard from other people who heard this stuff. I've heard from people who do it to themselves. They look at this phrase, if you continue in the faith, and they go, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I know I've failed. I know that there have been times when I haven't continued in the faith, and you know, God's just waiting there with a 2x4 to hit me upside the head,
yeah.
You know? And it's an important question, and I understand the angst that goes along with this, the confusion that goes along with this, because we see the word if, and we think it means the same thing as, if you don't pay your electrical bill, we'll turn off your lights.
Yeah.
That's not that kind of if. Believe it or not, in the Greek language, there are two words for if. One of them means, if you don't turn off your lights, then, or if you don't pay, we'll turn off your lights. This one is a completely different idea. This is not conditional in the way we normally think of it. This is a hypothetical if. Paul, as a good pastor, as any good pastor would know, cannot vouch for the salvation of any particular person who's reading this letter or hearing this letter read. So he asks the question, I don't know if you're saved. If you're not, let's take care of that. If you are, it can never be taken away from you. That's really what he's saying here. So what he wants to know is, hypothetically, I'm not going to assign any of you to hell or any of you to heaven. That's not my job. My job is to present the gospel. And that's exactly what he says, this gospel that has been proclaimed, and I'm a servant of that gospel. And so if you are, now I have to use the word if you are insecure in Christ, then you ask yourself the question, Lord, how do I gain security? And the answer to that question is in the first 3 days of this week. Realize that God in Christ reconciled us to himself.
Yep.
Once and for all. If you've been reconciled, there's no one who can unreconcile you. I mean, who's going to fight against God and Jesus? No one can. Well, if I haven't been reconciled by Christ, in Christ, then the easiest thing in the world to do is say, Lord, I just misunderstood. I don't know how long it's been this way, but I've misunderstood, and I need to accept the real Jesus. Not the imaginary Jesus, not the Jesus who loves me when I'm good and cries when I'm bad and then, you know, tattles on me to you and God, then you're beating me up. None of that is true. I have to accept You have to accept. Everybody has to accept the real Jesus, the spotless Lamb. Remember yesterday we talked about the spotless Lamb, and in Christ we have been made spotless?
Right.
That's a beautiful, powerful thing. And don't let this little word if throw you.
Yeah.
Don't let someone else try to throw you with this little word if. It doesn't have to be that way. Just come to Jesus, accept him, and allow this reconciliation to just overwhelm your heart with assurance, because it actually will. That's why we proclaim the gospel to every creature under heaven. We are servants of Jesus in this gospel.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard, and thank you for joining us, everybody. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, you know there are many people around this country that have gotten to know us over the years and have come to love us and encourage us and pray for us, and in turn we get to love them and pray for them back. One of them is Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you so very much, and I'm so grateful that I'm in Jesus Christ, but I'm also embedded in Basic Gospel Ministry for so very long, and everybody there is really my true family. I love my direct family, but you guys, it's just on a different level. And again, Bob, as it was a couple weeks ago, Richard stole some of my thunder.
Well, he does that on a regular basis. I know he does.
And the wonderful thing is what he mentioned about that if word. He and I went, I was doing an in-depth study on the word if and found out there was two of them. One was EI and one was AO. And I'm not exactly sure now which one's which, but it's very important to see which one is being used because, yes, one is a conditional. But the AO, I think it's AO, that Richard talked is a hypothetical and phrased just like he phrased it. And even some of those AOs are even the word since.
Yes.
We've done something.
Yes. So there's the actual word you're talking about is aeon, E-A-N, and the other one is ice. And, you know, don't worry about the technical details, everyone listening, but they're very different words. And how they're used in context is very, very important.
And the other thing I was going to mention this whole week, and I love the way you broke it down from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And when someone really looks at this particular set of scriptures, my God, they just have to realize that we, when God made us new creations so he could come indwell us and unify us, make us in union with himself, all this stuff we're talking about in Colossians, we are in union with the very creator of the world. We are absolutely part of the fabric of his body as much as any organ that we have in our body is fabric of our body. And, man, I tell you what, I'm so encouraged from this week and just not looking at the strength and the power that we are in union with.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fairly new song. One of the things I get to do is play with a band at the church we attend, and we're doing a song this week. It's about being a child of God, and one of the phrases in that song is "His blood flows through my veins."
Yes,
and it's obviously not literal, but that's how close we are to Jesus. Is that we are one with him, just as he is one with the Father, and it's amazing, and when you come to grips with that, when it begins to dawn on you just exactly what he has accomplished on our behalf, it takes away all the fear. It really does, because that perfect love obliterates fear.
Absolutely, and I can see just in this set of scriptures, when God imputed to us righteousness and holiness and justification, sanctification, and embedded us in Jesus, it's no wonder to me why God only sees Jesus and his finished work and the fact that we are in that.
Yeah. And then he turns around and asks us to work on his behalf because he
absolutely
enables that. Yeah, it's just overwhelming. It's a beautiful thing. I got a couple of more calls to get here, Brad, so thanks for calling.
And happy birthday, my friend.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, guys.
Take care, my friend. Going to go to Temple, Texas, down in KBBW country, and talk to Kenneth. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much. Sure. I missed the first part of the week, obviously. Sounds like it was great. But I have a question. I was kind of raised in a very strict holiness environment as a younger person. And I've been doing some personal research on the idea of post-baptismal intentional sin. Mm-hmm. And just wondered what you guys think about. I know the subject you've been talking about pretty much deals with it categorically, that
yes.
You know, we're in Christ, and you know, so that is that. But I still find that a lot of people in that tradition that I talk with, I'm no longer in that tradition, but a lot of people that I talk with from there still worry about, you know, the sins that we commit intentionally after we've been in Christ, and how, what does God do with those? Does he, I personally think he's not as worried about them as we are because of what was done in Christ, but, maybe I'm saying that maybe
no.
too flippantly, but.
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent question, because all of us mess up, you know, and we take a look at our lives at the end of the day or just on the way home. And you have to say, oh, my sakes, Lord, you know. The key issue here is I'd like to correct an idea that there are some sins that are accidental and some sins that are intentional. I can guarantee you that every sin I've ever committed was intentional.
I agree.
Pre and post-baptism. That sin is a conscious choice not to walk by faith, not, in other words, not to believe. Therefore, anything that flows from me after that decision is a sin. Now, remember that sins aren't just the bad things. Ooh, I lusted. Sin is anything that happens if I'm trying to accomplish it in my own strength. So if I'm witnessing to you, Kenneth, and I bring you to Jesus, and you truly are saved, you come to Christ and have that saving relationship, if I was doing the witnessing in my own strength, that was a sin for me. And nobody wants to think about that. They think, well, that's good stuff. That's beautiful stuff. But it's not beautiful if I'm doing it in my own strength. It is an abomination. And so it's not that God doesn't care about sins. I mean, he cared enough about sin for Jesus to die. But after that, it's done. And when we start looking at the Bible through the lens of a completed work of Jesus on the cross, and then even better, his finished work in the resurrection, then we can begin to relax about, well, how am I behaving today? And the fact is, I will never behave well enough to have been saved, but thank God, I will never behave badly enough to be lost. Because my salvation and my, or lack of salvation, has nothing to do with my behavior. It has everything to do with what I've chosen regarding Jesus as Lord. Now, are there consequences to our bad behaviors or to our sins, whether they're positive sins or negative sins? Absolutely.
Sure.
Of course there are. Right? We live in a timeline. It's temporal. There are prices to pay, and not necessarily legal prices. Right. If I shout at my wife, then I've hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
If I discourage my children, I've hurt my children, and I've made it more difficult for them to grow up to be the kind of people I really intended them to be. Something else about children. We parents think our job is to raise children to be independent people, and that's not right. Our job is to raise children to transfer their dependence from mom and dad to Jesus. And that's when you talk about being able to relax about your kids. Because otherwise, you know, my kids are in their 30s, and I would be pacing back and forth half the night wondering if, you know, if they've done everything right. But I know that they've accepted Jesus, and their dependency is on him. Therefore, I can trust him to finish what he started, and make right anything that I messed up. So that's the beauty of this reconciliation. That's the beauty of the completed work of Jesus. The things that I do wrong no longer have an eternal consequence for me, because the one thing I did right, choose Jesus, does have that eternal consequence. And as John wrote in chapter 10, quoting Jesus, no one can take me out of his hand.
Amen.
And there's right. where the peace and joy come from, is that kind of assurance.
Yeah. We again hope right. that's a help to you, and we hope that you'll keep listening and call again if we can be of help. Once again, I want to give the phone number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742.
The sound of the shofar, and Israel beckons you. February 7th through the 18th, 2017, Basic Gospel invites you to join us for the spiritual adventure of a lifetime. 10 days in the Holy Land, the land of the Bible. Remember Mount Carmel, where Elijah battled the prophets of Baal? We'll be there. And the Jezreel Valley, future site of the Battle of Armageddon. We'll boat ride on the Sea of Galilee and hear the scriptures read on the Mount of Beatitudes, just as the followers of Jesus did 2,000 years ago. We'll visit the Jordan Valley in the city of Jerusalem, walking the same paths walked by Jesus and the disciples. From the panoramic view from the Mount of Olives to quiet moments of reflection in the Garden of Gethsemane. Across the Kidron Valley to the house of Caiaphas, we'll stand where Jesus suffered on the scourging floor and walk the Via Dolorosa toward Calvary and the steps of Jesus. It will be the spiritual adventure of a lifetime, and you are invited February 7th through the 18th, 2017. Click the Events tab at basicgospel.net for complete information and registration. Space is limited to 40, and registrations have already begun. So don't delay. Reserve your place today. Again, click Events at basicgospel.net. Let's explore the Holy Land together for the spiritual adventure of a lifetime.
And we're back live, and as we started that, it reminded me of the Little Man song on the, I think it was the Amazon.com commercial. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. Harrisburg, Arkansas, Harrisburg, Oregon. Let's talk to Mike, listening on KORE. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'm Norky. I just wanted to comment on what you said about the 2x4 going to club you over the head. I was saved in 1974,
yeah.
And I've been battling that for all this time. And about 3 years ago, God's word finally clicked to the point that I would be trusting it instead of wondering if my parents, who are supposed to love me, abused me the way they did, and destroyed whatever relationship I should have with someone who's supposed to love me, but instead, I am afraid that they would do something. And so, but
yeah.
Finally, I am trusting the Lord Jesus to the point where I can really rest in His Word, and it is such a blessing. And I just wanted to comment maybe to those who might be listening who were abused, sometimes severely. Mine wasn't, maybe as much as compared to theirs, but whatever it did, it did. So it's not a matter of how much, but the damage was done. But I just wanted to say what you guys have said about, as far as trusting the Lord and not being fearful of a 2x4. And it is so much nicer to rest in the Lord and absolutely trust Him. I have had a peace in the last three years that is phenomenal, and I've shared that with a couple other folks, and they've told me, I haven't gotten to that point yet, brother, but I just pray for them. And
yes.
My one last question is, what is the Via Dolorosa road to?
The road of suffering. It's. It's a traditional path through Jerusalem that Jesus took, and there are various stops along the way that represent interactions with part of the crowd on his way there to the cross.
Yeah, we'll be making
your commercial.
Mike, we'll be making that trek when we go to Israel next February, this coming February, And if you can at all make it possible to go, we would really love to have you. It's going to be the, as I said on the promotional, it's going to be the adventure of a lifetime, and we just hope that many of our listeners will be able to take part in it. Only 40 spaces are available, so we encourage everyone who thinks they might be able to go ahead and get registered, and it's going to be a great time.
Yes, I heard that, and the Lord's going to have to supply the money for me and my wife because we sure don't have it.
He can do it.
Yes, he can. Oh, he absolutely can.
Yeah.
But thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank you for
Mike.
your testimonies and what you've done, and may God bless you in your efforts to declare the word.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike.
Mike is an example of witnessing in the right way.
Yes.
I mean, you and I mean, if people just think about it, you and I are paid to be here. This is our job. So, of course, we have to say things like that. Mike didn't have to call us say that reconciliation had gotten through to him. That's the power of the gospel.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It is sufficient. God's grace is absolutely sufficient. So thank you, Mike. That's what a call.
Absolutely.
So encouraging.
Yes.
So, Valerie.
Yeah, Staten Island, New York. Let's talk to Valerie. You're on the air, Valerie. Good to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, not this caller, the caller before,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about something where you witness to people that it's an abomination if you do it. I didn't catch what you said.
Yes.
You know what? Do you remember?
Yes,
absolutely. What did you say about that? Because I do tracks, I go out and I witness to people. I want to make sure I'm doing the right way, you know.
the right way to do witnessing.
Yeah.
Is to do it because the Spirit is working inside of you to talk to people
right.
or to contact them and all of that.
Right, right.
Some
right.
people
okay.
witness because they think if they don't, then the blood of those people they didn't witness to, if those people are lost, is on their hands. Well, that's awful.
Oh, okay.
That is awful.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
imagine
yeah,
carrying
yeah.
that guilt around. Where I got
oh, yeah.
this idea
yeah.
was out of the letter of the Philippians.
Right.
And this is one of the hardest things for me to accept, but it's right there. Paul was talking about, since he's been in prison, the gospel has been preached more and more, and people are doing so without fear. And then he says in verse 15 of Philippians 1, it is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what right. does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice. So regardless of the motivation of the people who are bringing Jesus to people, to other
right.
people,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Christ is preached, and those people could be reached and saved. Now,
right,
for
right.
for those who were doing this from selfish ambition, from bad motives, it's doing
right.
them no good. It's actually a sin for them to be doing this, because they
oh, sure.
it's not
sure.
even remotely what love would have us do. But
oh no, it has to be
but,
for God.
Yeah, but the grace of God is so overwhelming
yeah.
that when somebody responds, even to a lousy presentation, even to a
right.
a selfish presentation,
right,
grace
right.
is enough to win. So if you
thank
are reaching
Lord.
Out to people because God has put that on your heart and you just
yeah.
love sharing, God bless you. Thank
yes,
you for
you
doing
too.
So.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate
okay.
your call. Hope you keep listening and calling in if we can help. You know, friends, with your gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, Reconciled for Life, and its accompanying study guide. If you need assurance of your salvation or know someone who does, this message, Reconcile for Life, will provide it. And it's yours this month, as I said, for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and receive your copy of Reconciled for Life, click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or phone our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's Donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742. Richard, yesterday a call from Mary Ann in Louisville, Kentucky, and she was absolutely articulate in her appreciation and expressing her appreciation for the Basic Gospel app. It is a multifaceted, tool to stay in touch with the ministry and all of its facets, and we encourage you to get it. It's available now in the App Store, of course, the Basic Gospel app. Take advantage of it, friends. It is really a significant tool to keep you in touch with the ministry. Well, that's our time for today. So thanks to Richard and for Bob Christopher and Richard and the ministry team. Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back for our teaching edition, our regular Friday teaching edition tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.